This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The increasing popularity of AI or artificial intelligence is causing concern in schools as instances of its misuse have emerged. One such incident took place at a high school in Illinois where a sophomore student used AI to create nude photos of their classmates, including teachers. The doctored images were being circulated among the students. When Stevie Heider, a 15-year-old student, found out about this, she felt nauseous. Heider's mother, Stephanie Essex, was angered by the situation and is now advocating for stricter regulation of AI in schools. Similar incidents have been reported across the country, leading to growing outrage among parents, especially those with young daughters. As AI technology becomes more integrated into the American economy and culture, school administrators are grappling with the task of policing its use. Mike Baird, the principal at Heider School, acknowledged the challenges of dealing with this emerging technology in a letter to parents. School districts and states have varying policies and laws regarding AI, making it difficult to establish a uniform approach. A Florida case involving two middle school boys resulted in their arrest for using an AI app to create explicit photos of their classmates. The boys were charged with third-degree felonies, as there is a state law that prohibits the non-consensual creation of sexually explicit images. Several other states, including Texas and Virginia, have implemented similar laws, and more states are considering following suit. Notably, legal experts argue that charging such young individuals with felonies is excessive. Another incident occurred at a middle school in Beverly Hills, California, where 5 8th-grade students used AI to superimpose the faces of their classmates onto explicit photos. The Beverly Hills Police Department launched an investigation into the matter, and the school district eventually decided to expel the students involved. In Heider's case, the student responsible for disseminating the doctored photos used their school email address. The school administrators were unaware of the situation until another student reported it. The principal confirmed that the police are investigating the incident, and law enforcement continues to provide daily updates. It is unlikely that the students involved in creating the photos will return to school for the remainder of the year. Amidst these incidents, experts recommend that schools establish clear rules on the use of AI to prevent future misuse. By proactively addressing the issue, administrators can avoid reactionary measures. This developing situation has left parents and schools in unknown territory, unsure of how to navigate and regulate AI use among students.